Charlotte.
Yeah.
As it's your last night, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yes. Of course. Oh, no, wait. It's not going to be about love, is it?
Love? What?
Well, it's just that Kit Kat warned me that if you were to ever mention it, I should be very firm with you and tell you you must treat me like your sister and not be stupid. Or have I just made a total fool of myself and you're actually going to ask me for late night last minute dinner tips?
No, it was the love thing.
Oh. Well, it's very sweet of you. It's just a shame you left it till last night. You should have tried creeping along the corridor while we still had time.
Okay, the last night was a bad idea.
Very bad idea. It feels like an ever so slightly insulting afterthought. Last night was never going to work.
All right. Good. Got it. Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi. I know you've probably suspected this, but over the last month, I've fallen completely in love with you. Now, obviously this was going to happen, because you're a goddess with that face and that hair. But even if you didn't have a nice face, and even if you had absolutely no hair, because of some bizarre medical reason, I'd still adore you. And I just wondered whether by any chance you might share my feelings.
Well, tell me what. Why don't we see how the summer goes and then you ask me again on my last night?
Your last night?
Yes. Try me on the last night. See what happens then, shall we? It's exciting.
Right. That's a perfect plan. That's absolutely perfect. Last night.
Last night.
Thanks very much.
Night night, Timmy.
Big lesson number one. All the time travel in the world can't make someone love you.
Bye.
So the love of my life just drove away. And the very next day, it was my turn to leave.
There you go. Don't spend it all at once.
Thanks.
Don't call too often. Your mother doesn't like to be disturbed.
Okay. Thanks.